Ladies and gents, what's good? For those of you who listen, you already know who this is. This is Benesy, Take a Shot at Me, co-host and audio engineer for the Niggas with Opinions podcast. And on behalf of the podcast, I want to give you guys a very special thanks for your continued support, week in and week out, tolerating our nonsense. And as a way to say thank you, we figured we switch things up and give you guys never-before-heard audio of an episode that we did quite some time ago. And on this episode, it's a bit of a candid conversation, to say the very least. And we even had a pair of very special guests on the show as well. So we hope that you can enjoy. And on behalf of the Niggas with Opinions podcast, myself, Ricky the Prince, Plus, and the Vegan Trap Lord, as well as anybody else who contributes, we want to say thank you, Nick and Navy. We love you. And stay safe out there. Much love, peace, prosperity, and health to you all. And remember, although you may be on lockdown, your love isn't. Tell somebody you love them today and enjoy these niggas who just so happen to have opinions. Thank you so much. Peace. Enjoy.
Consistently funny as hell.
And he'd be dead ass serious. Remorse. He'd be dead ass serious.
Like, there was this thread of like BBWs and such. And he was like, oh, a thread of women just out of shape. Awesome. I was like, damn, bro.
Run a lap. Do a push-up.
Why you gotta be like that? You know exactly how to plug it in. That's why you
plug it in, plug it in.
You know how to plug it in. Same as a charger and anything else on the iPad. If your iPad is dying, you know how to take another phone out of it and plug it in. Just I don't understand why you can't just plug that one in the same way.
And take your time.
He wasn't trying. Put the headphones in and try.
The joy of cola.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct. Listen to the
nigga.
From the crew dudes, hey, bringing real news.
Lil bitch, we some niggas with a P.
Manula.
We some niggas. With a pink.
I swear, y'all.
We some niggas. With a pink.
Manula.
We some niggas. With a pink.
I swear, y'all.
Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink.
I swear, y'all.
Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga.
I swear, y'all.
Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink.
I swear, y'all.
Nigga with a pink. Nigga with a pink. Nigga. I know some niggas. And Chris, Ricky too, man, this shit is getting lit.
Hey,
on the cough drops,
oh,
like me goes with a drop top. I'm finna drink the tea, everybody drink theirs but me. I'm about to catch up, like ketchup. Wreck up, listen, on the grab a leaf. That's why I can't find relief. Chris said I gotta quit, so the next 3 days will be a bitch. Ooh, double podcast, oh, hey, we in trouble podcast, oh, hey, we not a couple podcast, oh, a body rubble podcast, oh.
Many lies,
I swear,
many lies,
oh, men who lie, I
business
with the
Reggie.
So, welcome back. NWO Podcast, coming to you raw and real, as we like to do each and every week. All natural, organic, female tested, nigga approved content. I'm 1/4 of your host, Benicy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
You.
Vegan Trap Lord.
Gay.
And we are the NWO Podcast. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Swell. Swell.
Let's go around the room. Ricky, that shirt you're wearing, who bought that?
Maya bought me the shirt.
I mean, what do you do for yourself exactly?
Nothing.
You are a fucking wreck. So she bought that shirt for you?
Yeah. I'm literally useless.
Any reason she just bought it, randomly bought it?
This was the actually part of the first birthday gift she ever gave me.
Women are really something, aren't they?
She knew I liked the Miami Hurricane, so she went and bought me this shirt along with a plethora of Miami Hurricane.
God bless Maya. The shirt that you have, Ben, who bought that?
I bought it. I bought it because I'm wearing the NWO shirt right now. Be on the lookout for the second wave of merch. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
It's going to hit.
Wash rags and shit.
Yeah, it's going to hit. Not for real. We don't wash rags.
The cloth that you're wearing, Christopher, who paid for that?
Well, we could credit LeVar Ball, because without him, I wouldn't be wearing this.
Okay.
But I have to give the props to the young bull, OG Mako, a.k.a. Young Ty, one of my employees at the restaurant. He hooked me up.
That's so much love. That's a nice journey, too.
That's love.
He knows how much I fuck with Zoe and the Lakers.
That little nigga look like A$AP Rocky.
Y'all gotta
Is
wait
that the one?
Yeah. Wait till y'all see his costume. He said they wanna they gonna work the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
That works.
So much love.
Yeah. Tell me. Yeah.
And he started a podcast too, yo. I told him he gotta come on and talk about it. Please. It's like a financial podcast.
Oh yeah.
Come He's spread teaching that financial literacy.
Please, cause niggas need it.
For real. Cause I'm financially illiterate.
He's smart as
Whatever
hell.
Whatever happened
bro.
With 21 Savage? Is he still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
What, like literation programs and shit?
Yeah.
I believe he is.
He's doing so much positive things. You know, that shit don't get reported.
That's why you don't hear about him.
That's true, because I have no idea. I heard about it once.
Yeah, he's doing it. It's just because it's positive.
If you ask yourself how many programs he got, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I see what you did there.
Ben's mad he entertained it.
Because I was so engaged, I was hanging on your every word. And then as soon as you finished, I was like, this bitch.
Oh god, so we're all good. Yes.
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 Alright let's get down to business, guys.
What about you, sir?
My shirt. That's a great question.
Who bought you that shirt you're wearing?
That is a great question that I'm about to answer for you.
You have a lot of dope ass like inspired gear.
All of it.
And I've been asking you for the plug for years, man.
He comes in here every week.
Well,
because
he gets free shit for just...
This particular shirt, it's an IREP Haiti shirt. Dope-ass design. Comes from a dude on... it's called Hispaniola One.
Okay.
That's what the Instagram page is called. He makes great, like, Haiti, Dominican, bring back together unity apparel. I actually have one of his Hispaniola shirts, too. It's really, really nice and lit. I sent him a picture of me with some niggas. Remind me to flick up before we leave.
Will do. We're gonna try something new this episode. We're gonna randomly call one of our nigga Navy members.
It's not that random.
Well, yeah. But we randomly thought of it.
Touche. We just thought about that shit.
Yeah, we just thought of it. Because on Storm Surge, we do these call-in episodes. And I say, you know what? We never do it on here.
Shout out to Storm Surge Podcast.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Send everybody a message. Hey, put some pants on. We're going to call you.
So let me call Valinda real quick. See what she up to.
Valu.
Valulu.
You have reached the voicemail box.
She blocked us.
You see?
Let's go in.
When you call Haitians, they send you the voicemail because she thinks it's a bill collector.
Give her one more shot.
And we're going to leave her a disgusting voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really are. We'll call her again.
The next time we do this, I want Mr. Telephone Man in the background. There's something wrong with my line.
Hello.
Valulu.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah, you know what time it is.
It's your favorite niggas.
How are you?
Swell, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Can you hear everybody?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear everybody?
Can you hear us?
I can.
What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you wearing?
Wow, that's crazy. Actually, it's funny you ask. I'm wearing a friend shirt.
You're wearing a French shirt?
Friends, the sitcom?
Oh, I thought you were like one of your friends.
One of your friends, like you smashed.
That's racist. Wearing one of yeah, that's what I thought. A smash button.
Friends, Ross, Rachel, Phoebe, friends.
So no one told you life was going to be that way, friends. What are you doing? Where are your children? What's going on?
You will most likely hear my children in a couple of seconds about to go outside. Getting ready for the week. Kids. Going to school, that type of stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
Is that what we're supposed to be doing right now?
Please.
How did you hear about the NWO podcast? How did you start listening to us?
I started because of Reggie.
Reggie, who, my brother?
I love Reggie.
Yes.
Wow.
I met him at a church thing, coincidentally.
Is there not a place he will not try to find pussy, this man? Church? <Wow. laughs> God, Reggie.
You got to relax, Reginald. Damn.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if he remembers meeting me there, but I met him like 2 years ago at a church thing in Fort Lauderdale and found him on Instagram shortly after. I went to his page last year looking for inspiration because I had a family photo shoot coming up, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And... and his tagged photos was you guys, and it just fell in my lap, and history was made.
So it was God.
So you came to the first live show, right?
Yes, I was there.
Oh, so you knew about us from the beginning then?
I found you guys like June of last year.
Oh, okay.
That's
pretty much
second
early.
Month,
yeah.
Second, third month.
Pretty much, yeah.
Last thing we're going to ask you for. Right now, you are live with all the Nigga Navy members. You have any final words or any thoughts or any messages that you want to send out to the Navy, to our people?
For the fellas, please stop being weird. It's 2019. Let's move past that. It's annoying. It's weird. You're making us uncomfortable in person, online, all of it. Just relax. Take a breath. Females, it doesn't take that much energy to get these men to like you. If you have to do all that, it's not worth it. Keep it trucking, keep it moving. There are things to be done in the world.
You hoes doing too much.
Just relax. It's not that serious.
You gotta relax.
Listen to your kids. That's about it.
Valulu, merci.
Valenda. That is what's on my birth certificate.
Balush.
Valenda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, little nigga.
Love you, bye.
Nigga, bye.
Bye. That was fun.
Okay, I want to harass more people now.
I want to call Maya real quick.
I want to call random people. I want to call people who don't
call Maya. Let's see what she says.
She's going to cuss your ass out. She's not answering you, bro.
Hello?
Babe?
Yes?
You're on the podcast. What are you doing?
Really?
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Wagwan.
Why are you doing this?
Let me ask you a question. How did you start listening to the NWO podcast?
I was forced to.
Who's your favorite member of the NWO podcast?
Ricky the Prince.
Hey.
That's bullshit and you know it, man.
It's not you, Plus.
It's me.
Benicy comes second.
Benicy.
Hey, I'll take bullshit. That.
What about Chris?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ben. Just
kidding. Oh, I got shuffled on the spot.
I appreciate not being so close to Plus, though.
Since we're saying fuck Ricky, what is Ricky's worst quality? Oh, yeah.
We're not doing this.
No?
Do it.
You don't like Ricky Slander? I love Ricky Slander. How is the person that slanders me the most doesn't like Ricky Slander? Come on, give it to me.
I don't know. He doesn't have one.
Hey! Hang up. Can you hang up on her?
All right, man. I'll be home soon. Just make sure dinner's ready. All right. Talk to you. Love Bye. You. Bye.
Love you. Asshole. What's the point? Why we even call her?
All right. Let's harass. Well, how many more people want to harass?
It's called, I was going to say it's called Amos, but he's probably.
He's really stupid. Want to call Reggie?
Yeah, why not? I love Reggie, man.
Call Reggie. Okay. Ask him if he remembers Valinda.
Yeah. He's not going to remember. He doesn't remember shit.
Ooh. Like you that much.
Yo, Reggie, say hello. You're on the NWO podcast.
What's going? What the hell's going on, fellas?
Ready to go?
Are you busy?
I got Amos's honey helping me with my meal prep.
Okay, that's you know always that's always fun.
Now, drinking what goes wine. What goes into a 6-pack nigga meal prep?
Whatever is free, or whatever anybody else is trying to make for me.
Bars.
He's a Haitian fair. Nigga scrapping. That's all he is. He looks amazing. I'm furious, bro.
Calls it a meal plan.
Nice. Send me that. Wow. Wow.
He goes to somebody's. He goes to somebody else's good girlfriend's house, eats food, and calls it a meal plan.
It's a steel prep. Is what it is, nigga. You're stealing food.
That's the title. Steel prep.
What made you idiots call me? What's going on?
We have nothing else to do this episode. We're just calling random people.
Now, we did speak to another listener of ours, Valinda, and she said that she found our podcast on your page. But Valinda. She said you probably wouldn't remember her. So we want to know, do you remember her, or are you just at church looking for pussy?
Oh, man.
You see? He's full of shit. He doesn't
you know what I'm saying?
He's full of shit.
No, nigga, we don't know what you're saying, nigga.
Where did she say we met? Where did she say we met at church?
Church.
A church event.
You met at a church event.
And for man, a lot of them.
There's no way I'm gonna know what that is, dog.
Yeah, you
a
see,
church event?
He goes to so many worship fests scouting for broken souls.
Man.
Let's pray together, man. Sister.
At the church is where you find the best ones.
This nigga's a con artist.
Reggie, you're a different Christian than Sam. Sam's different.
Hey, the Lord says be fruitful and multiply. Okay? And be one of equal yoke.
There's you know no reason why there should be two Rickies on this earth. Bro. There's no reason.
You know one of equal yoke.
I say, damn. My question is, what took you cool so long to put me on the show? What took you clowns, man? Dude, I got a story about you idiots. Oh, man. No, the plus. Did you guys ever talk about the last time I seen Plus? Where I ran into him?
He looks scared.
Yeah, Reggie, come on, talk this shit. Come on, Reggie.
This nigga stopped laughing so fast.
So tell me, I met some random hole in the wall fashion show. Right? I didn't even want to be there. And this is back in my days where I was sinning a lot. And so I'm walking around, I was like, hey, at least I can make the most of this, talk to some women. So I'm in the kitchen. I don't know how I ended up in this predicament. I'm in the kitchen talking to these two girls. Then out of nowhere, this one girl, she comes walking in the room. She's like, oh my gosh, they're such creeps. I was like, who? She's like, she's like the host of this show. I was like, yeah, I guess. I'm wondering what crummy idiot they found to host this. I see walking down here, 16 in his pants, and rolling the blood. So I'm like, Plus? He's like, hey. And then he looked at me and said, you know this guy?
Oh, God.
Oh, man, dog. That's just so funny, dog.
Oh, that's funny. What the
fuck? They're such creeps.
Oh, man. Of course, I have to act like I didn't know them. That's, you know what I'm saying?
That is hilarious.
I was playing the role of pre-med.
Hey, we'll have to get you on the show soon, dog.
God damn it.
Hey, man. Whenever y'all boys ready, man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Hey, seals and deals, heels and pills.
Love you, bro.
Hey, Chris said he loves you.
I love my twin even more. I look at him and sometimes I get so confused because I don't know if it's me or him, it's a mirror.
So beautiful.
How's
that
weird,
possible?
Man.
He's waffle cone colored.
We're
you're
both
literally
so
midnight.
Very beautiful. It's incredible.
Wow, man, it's so crazy.
All right, nigga.
Oh, man. All right, beautiful, man. I'll talk to y'all boys later.
All right.
All right, Reg.
Take it easy.
Hey, Benson, man, answer my text, man, please.
God damn. I know.
Everyone says that, bro.
I'm responding please? To you right now.
He said he's responding to you now.
Oh, all right,
ugly man, I'm out.
Nope.
You're.
Let me tell you,
you're
something.
You're a scumbag.
And I wish I could remember what fashion show or what occasion I was being creep, but they all blend together. No, no, I consolidated the cups. I think okay. That's you. What was I gonna say, man? There's nothing worse than seeing a nigga that you're not supposed to be seeing somewhere.
Oh yeah.
You ever seen like somebody that you know while checking into a hotel?
I've never had that situation, but I can understand how stressful and that could be.
I had a friend of mine tell me that about the restaurant. He's like, yo, I love coming here, man. Every time I come here, I run into somebody that I know for like a long time and I just haven't seen them.
You should bring people back together.
Yeah.
People, if you want food that's about togetherness, rekindling, and bringing people back together, look no further than Vegetarian Delight and Juice Bar.
It is.
Little bitch.
You come here and you have the best vegan food in all of South Florida. So make sure whenever you're in South Florida, you pull up to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Again, that address is 6060. Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You can follow them on Instagram at Delight Juice Bar. They're also on Twitter at Delight Juice Bar. They're on Facebook. Make sure you like their page. You can give them a call to pre-order your meal, 954-241-7402. The food is amazing. The staff is friendly and amazing. Again, give them a call, 954-241-7402. Place your order early, because the lines be wrapped around the building because this place is so amazing. Again, it's called the Vegetarian Delight, Delight Juice Bar, a.k.a. the Vegan Trap House. Pull up to 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, home of the best vegan food in all of South Florida, and home of the NWO podcast.
Thank you, guys, man. We're a couple episodes in. And I don't think that I thank you guys enough for how effortlessly and flawlessly I do that episode after episode after episode.
It is our
I
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Oh, come on. You give us, we're homeless. You give us a home and warmth. Love and warmth. Okay?
Fucking stray cats.
Before. Stray cats here. You gave a nigga a home like a slave master. I'm sure that's a bad analogy, but you guys get it?
So Plus, I want to ask you, you know, since we're shooting the shit today, how do you feel about Summer Walker's album?
Do you know I've not gotten the opportunity to give her a chance? Like, I've heard the two singles. I did find out she used to be a stripper. Doesn't make me want to listen to a neo-soul album from a stripper. Doesn't help me. But I've not given it that delve. I've done more. What's the girl J. Cole signed?
Oh, so Ari
Lennox.
Ari Lennox.
I've listened to more Ari album than I have
the
Summer.
Goat.
Summer's album is amazing to me. Of course, the best song on there to me is the song she has with Usher. I think that song is
it's really good.
It's phenomenal.
Give it a chance.
Yeah,
the
album
Post
is
Malone,
phenomenal.
If you give Post Malone the chance, give Summer Walker a chance.
My gripe with Summer Walker is was her project before that. The songs were 45 seconds, a minute, 15 seconds. That shit pisses me off. But this album, they're a little longer, so it's cool. But yeah, it's a dope project. I enjoy it.
Give me Ari Lennox, bro.
Ari Lennox is amazing. To me, yeah. Ari Lennox and Cesar are in a world of their own. Yeah. I actually prefer Ari Cesar. Over Cesar.
God damn.
Cesar. I'm sorry.
Is that what you see?
Nigga.
I put the H on it. Cesar.
I put the A on it. Cesar. But yeah, Cesar and Ari. But I prefer Ari over Cesar. I'm in the minority, but.
I love.
Nah, that's the majority.
I love Ari's voice.
I love her voice, bro. It's so soothing.
I think SZA makes good songs. I've still heard more SZA songs than Ari.
Ari's voice just kind of holds you. Like, it holds your whole body when you listen to it.
And then, like, if you watch her lives, like, she's insane. And
that's
I like
what
that.
I keep hearing.
I like that. She's funny as fuck.
I keep hearing this.
She's really, like, really fucking funny, bro. Like, people make actual clips out of her lives, and they go viral. It's the clips of what she's saying. Because she talks about everything.
Yeah.
She needs to do something with that. Like, she would have a huge platform just having a podcast or a vlog.
Ari, if you're listening, I don't know if you've caught up to this episode yet, but you're more than welcome on the NWO podcast.
Anytime.
Even though you're skinny, we'll make room.
What's one place you guys absolutely want to travel to, just to see, that you haven't seen?
Bora Bora, but I'm poor.
Are there going to be any horrors? Where's Bora Bora?
It's all the way out east. It's, hold on. Let me call this nigga.
This is where it is. Hold on. He just knows it's beautiful.
He saw one picture on the gram.
Uh-huh. No.
He saw one bikini picture on the gram.
It's not that titties far, and no I say that.
French Polynesia.
Where's that, though?
Somewhere to the east.
Somewhere near the Polynesian of French.
What does that even mean?
We don't know.
I know it's a dressing, but...
Hold on, I got you.
I had a French Polynesian salad. That shit was
delicious,
busted.
Right?
Gonna get there. We're gonna get there. I'm about to get it for you right now. Okay, it's west of Oceania, which is Australia.
Oh, that's a fucking plane ticket, bro. That's some traveling.
Yeah, so let's say I guess the best way to get there would be to fly to Hawaii and then to Bora Bora. I don't think you could find like a straight flight to Bora Bora. I think you have to connect on some shit.
What's stopping you from going?
Oh, the price tag, brother. Because if I'm going to go to Bora Bora, I want to be in one of those over-the-water cabanas. That's what I want to do. I want to do it right.
This shit is in the middle of nowhere, bro.
I want to do it right, dog.
If they kill you here, we going to never find out, bro.
Oh, hell no.
We ain't even going to know why.
Know why. It's literally a tiny island in the middle of a bunch of blue. Ricky, how about you?
I want to go to Haiti.
Haiti, you not been?
Haiti and Jamaica. No, I've never been. I want to go to both of those places.
I mean, well, if you were going to go, I don't think right now is the time. You may want to wait a few months.
Yeah, I'm not going to go right now, but eventually I'd like to go see Haiti.
You've never been, bro?
Never in my life.
Technically, I feel like I've never been.
Because you went when you were a kid.
No, I went with you. Body.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, it's diet Haiti, definitely.
Right. I don't want that.
No calories in it.
I want the real thing,
bro. It's not even like that expensive. It's literally.
I know. Smart. I just never went.
And the fucking food, bro. I ate like a fucking pig when I was there. Yeah. Never been to Jamaica either.
Never been.
Then again, me and Ben with the Jamaican. I mean, like diet Jamaica too. We're off the port.
That was diet Jamaica too. We went to
off the port.
We went to Falmouth.
Falmouth.
Falmouth. Yeah, we went there and we went to this beach. You remember how the white people like literally attached themselves to us as we were trying to walk to the bus?
As if we were going to save them. Let me tell you something.
You're not safe with us. We don't know this place.
If a lynch mob came here, I'm sacrificing you two. Hey, brother. They're right here, brother. You're looking for these two right here, brother.
Hey, Bedrin.
They really went to us. Okay, we can walk with these two.
Shit me.
Shit. Not at all.
I'm not your safety Negro.
And every, I'm
not your Negro lifesaver.
Every nigga that was on the corner like made a beeline towards us trying to sell us some butt. Like literally.
Yeah, because they make money.
Yeah.
That shit, let me tell you. When we went to Jamaica, every nigga swarmed me with weed. I went to Mexico, every nigga swarmed me with cigars and weed. Like, whenever they see me, they want to sell me the illegal shit.
Because they figure you indulge.
The fuck out of here.
And you'll pay top dollar.
Nah, man. When you overseas, you got to be careful, boy. Mm-hmm. The laws be different.
Yeah.
They treat weed a lot differently overseas in certain places. Your ass will end up in jail.
Niggas be getting high as hell in Amsterdam.
Better wait till you come home, nigga. Shit.
Because I'll tell you this. If you think if you don't want to be in a Haitian jail, I tell you that, brother.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in a Jamaican jail, brother. I tell you that, brother. It's not fun, brother.
I'd rather die than go there. Okay.
It was decriminalized in Jamaica now, but
yeah. Still,
you know one place I want to go back to? You actually been there, too? Grand Cayman. The Cayman Islands.
I want to see it.
I want to see it. They have some of the clearest water I've ever seen.
You went to the Diet Cayman Islands?
Yeah, all that shit. All the shit from the cruise isn't really the shit.
Right.
Mm. Only thing I remember from that fucking bus ride is that there was a nigga. He was like an old 87-year-old British nigga. And he was riding on our bus to go back and forth. And the nigga asked me, what's my favorite football team? So I said, the Packers. And he fucking spazzed out. Not that fucking Yankee football, mate. The fucking soccer. What you call soccer? Like, I don't watch that shit. And then he laid into America for 30 minutes there and back. And laid into America.
How dare you?
Just how fucking arrogant America is. Because we call our shit the World Series, but don't include no other fucking countries but America. How we got pussy slapped in a bunch of wars. And you know what I mean? Like, as an immigrant's son, I just... You're hurting my feelings, buddy. I fucking hate America, too. I'm just here because everywhere else is... What's no point? Everywhere I hate some niggers.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Where am I going to find a country that doesn't hate niggers?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
There's no such thing.
One of my favorite moments of going to Grand Cayman is watching this nigga Plus live and in person take a fucking photo shoot. We actually used that
in
same
the water?
Photo. Yeah, we used one of those photos for the album artwork. It was for Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah, nigga, what the fuck you talking about, nigga? When you when you're in the Grand Cayman Island with $45 H&M shorts, you really have to do it for the people. You really have to do it for the people.
Nigga was in the water posing and shit.
Funny as hell.
I remember when you guys came back from that cruise, tired as fuck.
Oh, we were.
Because, like, the savages we are, we recorded that same day.
Mm-hmm. I never want to do, like, a cruise more than 3 days again.
It's just tiring.
Like, those five-day cruises, they suck. Because after day three, you've done it all. You've done everything. There's nothing else waiting.
You can't drink 5 days in a row.
Why
would you want to? Yeah.
You can't party this much. The room is small. You just want your house.
You just
want
to go home, dog. My thing's on weird, because anytime we go out of town, like the minute we get to the hotel room, I'm like, I want to go back home.
Yeah, man.
I always thought that cruise shit quick. Was for swingers.
You thought what?
That cruise shit was for swingers.
Oh, there's a lot of swingers on cruise.
There's a lot of people there looking for random hookups.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
So if you're the kind of person, then yeah, it's lit.
By that fourth day, I'm completely done.
The rooms are just little fuck stations.
Exactly.
Because when I do cruises, I do it all the way. I get the drink packages and all that. I'm drinking from sun up to sun down, and by
Ben
the fourth
gets
day,
the
I'm
shoes,
done.
The hat, the shorts. Ben really mean that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I get seasick.
He's in full gear. All that.
I don't know if I get seasick.
I thought I would, but on the three that I've been on, I didn't get seasick.
Yeah. Does that happen on like a boat though? Like a ship that big?
Yo, I don't know, because one time I was on a boat, and then, like, I was good on the outside. Once I went inside, like, I thought I was going to die. I don't know what, like, anxiety just shot through the roof.
I took Eli on one of these, like, chartered fishing trips. Like, you pay a nigga, like, $40, and they give you the pole, the bait.
I've done that.
Yeah, and I took Eli. His nigga was not good. Like, the water was choppy. My young nigga threw up everywhere and spent the entire just shit in my lap. Like, I was fishing, but he was not good.
Yeah.
And it's a four-hour trip.
And you can't go back.
So then I sat inside and just sat there with him. I thought it would have been some manly-ass father-son fishing trip. My son was not on that shit.
I went to the only place I've been to on a cruise was Bahamas. On the three, I've been. I think we've been on three. Yeah, Bahamas. So outside of Bahamas, I've never seen anywhere else, like anywhere.
I never want to go back to Freeport again in my life.
Freeport and Nassau's where Nassau's lit.
Yeah, Nassau is all right, but yeah. Freeport, I have no interest in going.
Right.
Sounds like somebody tried to rob you.
No, it's not that. It's like boring. When you pull up to it, you see. You see a fucking, like, port. You see, like, gas tanks. Yeah. You see shipwrecks. And it's like, there's nothing appealing.
There's nothing there.
It's culture.
It's like industrial. It's industrial.
It's industrial as hell. As soon as you get there.
It's culture.
And there's nothing there to do.
Shouts out to all my Freeport niggas. Fuck Ben.
But yeah, real shit, though.
And still prayers for Bahamas.
Yeah, prayers goes up to the Bahamas, to be honest.
That's the thing about those tragedies. Like, they still fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit's still real.
Yep. Yeah. They were saying that Bahamas might never, ever recover from this shit.
Nigga, they still recovering from fucking the Fyre Festival. Now this?
Yeah, Fyre Festival. What a sham.
Ja Rule got off scot-free. He's scot-free, amazing. Free,
bro.
He's amazing.
He's Teflon, bro.
He got off scot-free.
He's Teflon. He's literally Teflon.
The fact that he's in here in our faces means he, first of all, has no want. He has no shame.
He's making jokes.
He has no shame.
But for real though, how did he not get jammed up? Was he just a face?
That's his argument.
Okay.
But everything about those documentaries.
Did y'all watch the documentary?
Yeah,
I did.
He was all up in that shit.
He was all up in it.
Which is why I'm confused as to why he didn't get jammed up too.
Maybe he wasn't on no paperwork. You know, But see, that just shows you, right? If things with the Fyre Festival went crazy good, that nigga wouldn't have made a dime.
Yeah, he's not on paper.
So you're all in the
mix. You're gonna get one little check, which is big to him. Maybe 70, 80 grand. Meanwhile, if this party would have went the way they wanted, it would have made millions and millions of dollars.
Y'all never thought that he was cooperating with the feds?
Maybe he snitched him out. Maybe he got made himself a little deal. Hey, look, here, Ja, listen. But I know you don't want to ruin your career for this, do you? Give us the names. Give us the shoddy paperwork. Hey, Ja, focus. Ja. Jeffrey Atkins.
Mr. Rule.
Mr. Rule.
Do you remember the time when Murder, Inc. was running the world?
Bro. Mm-hmm. They were untouchable. It was Ashanti, Ja Rule. What's the nigga?
It's Lloyd. Murder.
Lloyd. What's the nigga that was running them with the guy of Gotti? Yeah, nigga was on fire.
Like, that kind of, like, when I look back on it, that kind of obliteration almost seems like some comic book shit. Like, how you let G-Unit do that? Well, I mean, he said there was a case and he could retaliate and blah, blah, blah. But outside, it just looked like total obliteration.
That's what it looked like. It looked like they just got straight up bullied.
Yeah, got bitched.
They got bullied out of the game. Bullied out of the business.
Did they ever say what their beef truly was? Like, was it, what was their beef, him and 50 Cent? Did they have like a beef outside of that?
Yeah, it was some shit like he was either 50 Cent was either like an artist that was coming up, and I think he tried to work with them, and they, you know how people say you blackballed?
Yeah.
I think they blackballed him, and then his shit got hot in the street. So it's like, now I use my street influence to leverage attention and technically expose you niggas.
Because musically, that nigga never recovered.
Nah.
Yeah, so, I mean.
And I think that had a lot to do with just the tides changing, too, like. A lot of that R&B shit was going out of style.
But
when you look at what
shit
came into play after 50 Cent, like Young Jeezy and all the stuff that bubbled around that same time, that R&B shit was going out the window.
and trap shit was mm-hmm. back.
Yeah.
Gucci, trap, Gucci, T.I., Jeezy, all that shit was
coming. Dipset was going crazy.
Yeah, going crazy right now.
Yeah, Dipset.
Juelz on top of the world. Had all his teeth.
Fucking Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was going nuts.
Juelz had every tooth. All of them.
Oh, my gosh. What a way to go out.
But that crack.
Man.
What is it? Is it crack? Why is he losing his teeth?
It's lean.
Lean does that?
Yeah. It's heroin. Public service announcement.
Drunkies.
Wow.
Druggies.
And this, people are sipping on that shit like crazy. It's like an epidemic.
I mean, it's a cool way to do heroin.
That's stupid. Well,
what more do you want?
Nothing cool about none of that shit.
Niggas go spend $500 on a belt that serves only purpose is to hold your pants up before they spend 30.
Because niggas is stupid, bro.
Because you want to do shit in stupid fashion.
Niggas is fucking stupid, bro.
There was a rapper in Chicago that died from lean, too.
There's a lot of them. A
bunch of rappers been dying from lean. A lot of them.
I forgot his name.
Fredo Santana.
Fredo.
Ross was saying that he can't drink that. He said, fucking that lean and all that shit. With them seizures.
Lean almost cost Ross his life, yeah. Or as they say it's a rumor. I don't know if the nigga admitted to that shit.
I wouldn't doubt it, though. Because lean is, like, it's deadly.
Yeah, and it's first thing easy.
You go is your liver.
It's an easy drug to do in public, cause nobody ain't got to know you doing it. You just fall asleep randomly.
Facts, and you mix that in with all the other type of drugs these niggas is doing. Bro.
Oh man,
right? Because it's not just that.
Yeah, and they live it's crazy lifestyles. Niggas don't sleep. They don't.
Why
eat right.
Why do you want to be so sleepy?
I don't get it, dog.
I'm not drinking nothing that what are you that dreaming about, in the name bro? Tells me I'm going to be leaning.
I don't want to be in the club sleepy. I want to have a good time.
What are you going to be dreaming about that's so great that you don't want
to
wake up?
Why are you so anxious to get to your dream? Is life that much better there?
That's crazy.
Only shit, or the only motherfucker that could tell me to lean is Fat Joe and fucking, what's his name? Young Dro. That's it.
Or Mr. Clark.
Or Mr. Clark.
Other than that, I don't want to lean.
I would shoulder lean, lean on me. All that.
I would lean in the everlasting arms of Jesus.
I'll never do that shit, bro.
What? Lean in Jesus' arms?
No. I lean in his arms all the time, but drinking lean. She bastard.
I spoke to somebody recently who told me that they did coke before, and like it's impossible to ejaculate when you're on coke.
That's bullshit.
Like they said that they
I'm not telling you from a perspective of I know. If that's the case, you know how many niggas would be doing coke before they go fuck their girl, dog?
I just heard that somebody, people who said they've done coke, and I've watched somebody do coke in front of me. But people who've done coke say that the high doesn't last long at all.
But it hits you immediately.
But that's why people do so much of it, because it doesn't last you that long and you want that feeling back. It does something to your endorphins. I forgot what it was.
That's nuts.
But it doesn't last long, and once it starts wearing down, you want that high back so bad. That's why you see them like go back for a couple more lines.
If we have any coke heads in the Navy, write us and let us know what cocaine is like. I'm about to try it. Hey, funny fact. When I went to Costa Rica with my dogs, we wanted a 7 of weed, right? I believe he wanted to charge us.
I guess that's a lot.
It's a quarter. Yeah. It's maybe.
It's a good enough amount. It's technically about 6 joints.
Technically. But okay. But if you're smoking niggardly, it's about 9 to 10.
Okay.
The fucking 8-ball of cocaine costs $120. The 7 costs $140. Nowhere in the world do I think you can get fucking weed for more than you can get cocaine. South America's a different fucking place, bro. My friend bought the cocaine.
It's way more cocaine than weed.
That's so much cocaine.
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Well, did you know he did cocaine before that?
You know what's crazy? He kept joking about doing cocaine. Nah. Be joking.
Niggas don't never be joking, dog. They just trying to warm you up.
We going to South America, so
hey, listen.
Let the cocaine jokes fly.
If
feel you
out there, don't laugh with these niggas, man. They just trying to get you. They trying to get you warmed up to the idea of what they're about to do, so that when they do it, they could look at you and be like, ah, nigga, yeah.
I'm so mad I'll suck his dick.
Nah, nigga.
Nah, bro.
Pause.
Let's talk about it, bro. Let's have a conversation, bro.
Somebody told me that prostitution in South America is actually legal. So legal that they actually have employee identification cards. Who
heard
was
it? That.
Was it you?
It was me.
It was you. It was you me. Told me that.
I did.
Like, did that make you feel more comfortable about the entire experience or...
The only thing is that you know that if they chop your body up into a million pieces and kill you, someone's going to know. They're holding somebody's ID.
Does the ID card have...
I'm not saying that you indulge, but like...
No. No, but, I mean, but if I was with niggas who did cocaine,
yeah.
I was definitely with niggas who did that.
Does the ID card have when they were last tested on it, like a stamp?
That's stupid.
What you say?
Does the ID card have like a stamp of when they were last
it's
tested?
It's literally like a... A Florida ID just says prostituta on the top. And it's a regular ass ID. And they hand it to the security guard. He takes down the room number they go into. They go to the room. And I guess they come out and she gets her ID when she goes back to the desk.
So I'm going to ask you a question. How does it work? You get to choose your prostitute of choice or just a random one comes to you
so,
like an Uber driver?
So we're in the casino, right? And... I'm at the blackjack table, and I'm actually doing well. So I'm sitting. My homeboy's like, man, I ain't coming to gamble. I came here for some pussy. So it's literally women walking back and forth. And it's just, it's at a hotel. They coming up to you. It's like a strip club. They come up to you. They touch you. They say hi. You want to get to know each other. But they're literally any woman you see in there, they're on a platter. Like, no women are there hanging out. And if they are, they're dressed differently. Like, these women are dressed like they're there for business.
And it's legal there.
Legal as shit. It's being policed.
How much does it run you?
It's these boys. Well, first of all, you negotiate. Because these niggas walked in there and say, I ain't spending more than this, I ain't spending more than that. I think the cheapest nigga who I knew got his for 60.
Hey, you wow. Sir, come behind door number one.
And I think the nigga who
you
got
take them,
the most.
You take them back to your room or you go...
Well, it depends. Like, you can, because it's at a hotel. So, technically, like, you should have a room at the hotel. If not, you get a room at the hotel.
Okay.
But, like, one of my homeboys, one night wasn't enough for him.
So, the this prostitution nigga, comes as a service provided by
at the hotel.
Wow.
Slash casino. That's what I'm trying to say, because we were in the casino, and the hotel rooms are right there, and so you negotiate your price with her. You go get a room.
You know how many niggas like pay for prostitutes? Like it's very very
it's
common.
It's an industry that's alive
and thriving.
Fucking my homeboy.
Prostitution is alive and thriving.
My homeboy brought literally he brought two of them back to the house and stayed an extra day.
Oh wow!
He made it back, thank God. But
okay.
Cause,
Was that? And Costa I told Rica you, or Dominican Republic,
huh?
Because I heard they're super cheap in Dominican Republic.
I have not gone to the DR because of my Haitian affiliations.
Yeah.
Because they're burning people alive. I'm not allowed to spend money there. But I look. I heard some good things about $500 round trips. I've heard great things, but I'm not going.
I have a friend of mine who goes very frequently and. He does well for himself there.
Whenever my boys go to goddamn Colombia, they turn up. They go crazy.
Yeah,
Colombia's another one. Colombia is dirt cheap. Yeah. A dub for a massage with a happy ending. A dub. You hear me? Dub. Dub. Okay? Dub.
That's fucking crazy.
Dub.
The Robert Kraft Shaft special.
Robert Shaft.
Robert Shaft.
Is the title, please? Robert Shaft. That's like that should be someone's porno name. Somebody's missing an opportunity somewhere.
For real.
And it gotta be an old dude.
Yeah.
Old white dude.
Where is this been? Rest in peace, soldier.
Yeah. Nice hips. Dog, women used to go crazy on this song, bro. Used to be on the dance floor hunching.
Hunching is really South Florida.
It is a South Florida one. The lingo has to be.
There's a conspiracy about this nigga, bro, that I heard a few years ago. It was that the song that Lil Wayne made called Best Rapper Alive was really about the story of Soulja Slim getting shot and admitting to who did it. And every time I listened to it, I could never hear it, but there were like online like storyboards saying that Lil Wayne is telling the story of how and why Soulja Slim had to die.
Is Soulja Slim Baby's brother?
No, he's just a New Orleans rapper. I don't think he's Baby's brother.
Who was the guy that was Baby brother?
Slim.
Okay, okay.
You can't miss him. He's like he's tall as fuck. Six.
Yeah, he's still alive, right? Seven.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He actually eats from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's home team, man.
I remember I saw Baby at Whole Foods, right? Yeah. In Aventura. Yeah, I remember I saw that. He had two white boys with him that was carrying his groceries for him. The car pulled up up front, and he was directing them where he wanted his groceries.
The only time I made a decent check.
Bad bitch with him.
The only time I made a decent check when I was working for Champs when I was in high school was when Juvenile pulled up to the store. Like, I immediately rushed to him because the ponios there, the Spanish people, they didn't know who he was. So I immediately rushed towards him.
What is?
I was his plug the entire way. He dropped like $1,700.
I believe.
The best check I ever had at that time.
Yeah, I don't think we're salty as fuck. You saw that shit coming.
Yep, I saw him coming in. I was waiting for him at the door, bro.
Yeah, I met Juvie too. We were promoting a party for him in Tampa. This is when I forgot what song it was. It was a slower song that just it might have been Bounce Back.
Rodeo.
It was Rodeo.
Yeah, Rodeo was fire.
Rodeo had just jumped.
That was a nice song. Yeah, it was. That was a good
his
song.
Southern draw is so
song
crazy,
of the week,
bro.
Please, song
that's
of
a
the
good
week.
Song. Yeah. Either that or Bounce Back.
Bounce Back.
I'm about to bounce back. You ever had corns on your fingers for squeezing the Mac too much? He was asking legit questions, dog.
I know, Juvenile. God damn it.
No, but I've had blisters on my knees from being Ajenu, but I've never had corns.
Put the gun down, man.
So when Billy Blue first came out, right, they made a lot of Juvenile comparisons.
The voice.
Right. But could you imagine my delight when I heard that they got into a fist fight at the office?
Was that a true story?
It was a true story. Could you imagine just two niggas, whoa. You whoa, nigga.
I always thought that one line from him was a little suspect. What it do, my nigga? You see me through the hood. My ass is gripping leather. My ass is gripping wood.
Why is your ass gripping the leather?
And the wood. Pause.
My ass is gripping leather. My hands is gripping wood.
The wood grain and the leather seat.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
I used to love Billy Blue though.
Pause for your hands gripping wood, fam. That's wild, nasty.
I'm just right. Me. Just another real ass nigga.
Won't change that down. I'm just me.
I'm just about dead.
Okay, so I was looking at this shit just now, right? And what is your definition of submission when it comes to, you know, women being submissive? Like, what does that mean to you, the word submission?
I would say allowing, putting your guard down and allowing the man to do his job and naturally lead. Because the man's role is to lead. And I don't think, especially nowadays, women are comfortable with letting that happen. Because they're so, I can do for myself, I'm independent, I don't need nobody to do anything for me, telling me what to do. And leading doesn't necessarily mean telling you what to do. It's just guiding you in the right direction and taking us to where we need to get to accomplish the goal. I don't think women are, like, crazy for that anymore. Are these days.
I mean, but do you think it, like, do you think it still has a place?
I think it will always have a place only because men were born with that.
Why?
Just because that's part of being a man is leading.
Leading a household. I'm trying to question that whole lot of thinking, by the way.
Huh?
Because, I mean, like, the only thing that really says that men should have to must lead and women can't is the Bible. Like, where else is that?
I'm not saying that a woman can't lead, because for sure women can lead. We've seen it done, but in the whole relationship dynamic, traditionally it is the man who leads, and that doesn't necessarily mean he makes all the decisions, because I think in a relationship you make a joint decision, but there's plenty of times where a woman will come to you and she wants to know, like, what should she do? Or, like, what the hell's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to know what to do because they're looking for you to lead.
Yeah, because they don't want any responsibility. Sons of bitches.
I wouldn't go that far, yeah, but.
No. Oh, what a fucking pleasure it must be to just always be led. The joy. The fucking joy.
That's no
what should I do next, master? What's next?
Master. So, would you? The fuck out of women are you talking about? I don't know any of those. But listen, like, think about this. Like, would you want a woman to lead you all the time? No. It's like you getting treated like a bitch. If a woman is dating a dude who she has to lead all the time, she doesn't have no respect for that. Look,
there's a nigga leading her somewhere else. Someone's leading her.
Somebody's leading.
She's being led one way or another.
Exactly.
Lead on me.
So, lead on me. Ask Ben the question.
Ben.
Yes, sir.
What does submission mean to you when we speak about women submitting to men? What does that really mean?
I feel like a great deal of it has to deal with just being open and accepting to deferring to another person. Like, you don't always have to be the final word. You don't always have to be the decision maker. You don't always have to be the person setting the framework. I feel like it's just deferring to another person, deferring to your partner, you know, recognizing and accepting that you're not the queen of the hill or the castle of the hill that's just ruling the house with an iron fist. Like, it's a partnership. You know, we're doing this together. We're in it together. Because to a certain degree, I want to submit to my woman when it comes to certain things.
I was just going to ask, do you think the idea of the woman always being the one to submit is kind of outdated?
I think that is outdated. There's a different way of life that we experience now. Women are people who can actually hold their own both in the house and outside the house in terms of earning potential and being able to pay for bills and provide. So I think it's more of a joint effort as opposed to me being the person going out and, if we're talking prehistoric terms, going out to kill the water buffalo and bring it home. Like,
yeah. Let me ask you a question, though. Different. Have you ever had a problem, like, leading?
Have I ever had a problem leading?
Yeah, like, leading, like, has it, like, have you ever had any issues, like, leading a woman, or have you ever thought to yourself, maybe, I don't want to do this, or
I don't want to do this anymore. This fucking sucks.
I never had a complaint as opposed to me leading. I will say there has been like a bit of a power struggle that I've experienced at one point in time.
Right.
There was a power struggle to where, and I could understand because I'm a person that looks at life objectively. Mm-hmm. I can understand that this person is a headstrong woman. She was the eldest in her family, and she's used to calling the shots.
Yeah.
You know, so when she meets another person who wants to call the shots, so to speak, there's going to be a little bit of a clash at first. That's when you have to really, like, try to learn each other and really try to find middle ground. And to be honest with you, when I chose not to back down and say, hey, I need to be just as firm with you as you want to be with me, my relationship at that time got stronger.
Got you. I mean, it's very important, man. And let's ask the married nigga here. Mr. Husband of the Year over here. Yeah, don't grind that weed just yet, brother.
Grind her down.
Realest nigga in it. You already know. Ganja Burn. Ganja Burn.
I'm going to ask you guys a serious question. What was the question?
One day I'm gonna make you niggas start caring about this podcast, bro.
Okay? You be watching me. I'll be having the group chat.
Oh, bro. So I don't know how many times podcast. I repeat questions because you don't give a fuck about me or this podcast. That's why. That's why I have to repeat so many
keeping
questions.
You on your so, keeping you on your toes.
So while I'm talking about this shit, what are you guys doing? Look at this. These things being a phone. You're on Instagram so much. There was a point 5 minutes ago where I have my hands out because here I am slaving while these two niggas are scrolling the gram.
You know what I was doing on the gram?
Sucking dick?
No, I was actually looking for a content.
Bro. You scroll forever. Did you find something?
I actually did.
Oh, you're not looking. Full of shit. And bitch, you see this? You see submission? Listen, the subject? Listen. This is me talking and scrolling. Oh!
And what did I do? Oh! You asked a question, and I asked the follow-up question. Bitch. Okay?
Listen, my excuse, if you go to the group chat, that's the reason for my excuse. If you see it, go and just.
I'm sorry, I'm never in my phone mid-show out of respect for everybody. So let me go and look at my phone.
This is what it was.
Guys, if I could please just get the question.
Nigga, that was at 5:36, nigga.
The question, anybody?
Oh, sorry, yes.
the question we're all looking at each other.
What does submission mean to you when we speak about women submitting to men?
See, that has a lot to... I feel like that's allowing the man to lead. There's a lot to do with that trusting. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman is not going to submit to somebody she don't trust. She got to actually trust that you're going to know what to do with that submission.
Does a woman fully submit to a man she's not married to?
I'm sure she should have already. Like I always say, man, marriage is not like the next step. If y'all together and y'all know that's it, seal the deal if you like. It's a lot of people running around here successfully in 30-year relationships. Like, who's to say marriage would have made that shit any better or any less?
So what made you finally decide to pop the question then?
I mean, like I say, when you find somebody you know, like, all right, this who I'm trying to build with, seal the deal. What other reason, especially if it's somebody that you already in a relationship with, it's not like, oh, we just met, let's do this. Somebody you already have prior experience, like, y'all were friends first, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Those type of vibes. Jump on that, bro. That shit don't come every lifetime. Some niggas go their whole lives and don't experience no shit like that. Like my brother Plus. Hard times.
Literally hard times. He has plenty of them.
You know what I was thinking? We're raising people who are going to have completely different norms when it comes to just how men and women should relate to each other. Like, I think we're like the last generation of a lot of shit. Would you feel weird, Ricky, if your daughters proposed to a nigga to get married?
I wouldn't want her to. I don't want them to at all.
Why not?
Because I believe in... the man should propose.
Yeah, blah, blah, all that shit, sure.
But that's why. Okay. Like, I don't want, like, a man, you know what I'm saying? If a man wants you, he's going to find you. If a man wants you, he's going to make you his girlfriend. If a man wants to marry you, he's going to make you his wife. Why are you proposing to this man?
Because she wants it.
Okay. I want $1 million. You know what I'm saying? I'm raising you to be a queen with values and morals. You know what I'm saying? Like, the right man is going to, you're going to meet the right man. You're going to come across the right man who's going to respect you, who's going to love you, and he's going to make you his wife. So just wait for that. What are you in a rush for? Relax. Cool your jets.
Well, why does her proposing, is her not cooling her jets as opposed to her just taking initiative?
Because maybe that man's not ready to propose to you. You're ready to get married. You're a woman. You've been wanting this your entire life to be a princess and live in a fair. Both my daughters call themselves princesses.
The only real reason that I've heard from you so far is just tradition.
No, but for me, I'm a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when a man is ready to marry you, he's going to marry you. That man may not be ready for marriage. Just because you're ready doesn't mean he's ready. He's allowing that man to be ready.
So, would you fault the woman for leaving under those circumstances if he says no?
Not at all. I will not fault her. Because in her mind, she feels like she's invested all this time. She's done what she needs to do for this relationship. I'm ready for the next step. You told me no. You're not ready. I've wasted enough time. And one of my biggest regrets in life is the time that I've wasted for some women. I've wasted their prime years. That's my biggest regret.
No, man. It's a learning process.
It is learning, but still, I've wasted good. I knew good and well what my intentions were and what I was doing. And I decided, you know what I'm saying? For my own selfish ways, I wasted their time.
If not you, somebody else. It's okay.
Either way, still, move on. I wouldn't falter for moving
somebody
on.
Somebody has to waste your time. Let me do it, bro.
That's a good title. Somebody has to waste your time. Let me do it. That's a long title. Never mind.
Everybody waste your time.
It's a bar, though.
Somebody has to do it.
Go ahead, Ben. Answer the question, my brother.
Watch this. Watch him say, what's the question?
That was phone.
So, in my defense, I came from the bathroom not too long ago. I just gave you guys a hella in-depth question answer. Was that not the answer to the question?
No, but
I went on like a 5-minute tangent.
That's fine. But would you want your daughter? How would you feel if your daughter proposed to her boyfriend or her man?
Or even if your son got proposed to and accepted?
Look, listen. Today's climate and in today's world is hella different from what we remember it even 10 years ago, bro. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say that my son is a bitch for accepting. I'm not going to call him a bitch for even being in a relationship to where the woman would feel confident enough to propose to my son.
I might.
But it's different. It's different. Okay? That fucking 50 years ago, we weren't allowed to have sex with white women without being hung or ending up dead, chopped up somewhere.
It's not changed that much.
But I'm saying, real I wouldn't top. Necessarily be mad at that. I just couldn't. Because I know that times change, people change, society change with it.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, with my kid, like, he's a boy, like, if he got proposed to, I would absolutely make fun of him. But what are you going to do? All I can do is make bitch-ass jokes.
Yeah, real shit.
I'm done, I have to go get fitted for a suit.
Now, I would give him hell. I would have to ask him
if he said yes because he felt pressured.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, because the thing is, like, every time men ask, it's because one way or another, like, you know it's time. So if she asked because she knew it was time and he accepted, I mean, essentially, it's just the initiator is pretty much the only thing that's changing because of the times. Mm. Like, women are no longer having to take a back seat and having to wait. So, I mean, like, because I feel like we're going to see this shit, like, men aren't being raised to be the takeover niggas anymore. Which means that, like, this concept of a man having to propose is going to be, it's going to sound really stupid in 18 mm-hmm. years. I think it's going to sound ridiculous. Like, right now, whenever you bring it up, women proposing, everybody goes, yuck. But I feel like, shit.
I don't think that'll ever get to a norm. I don't know about a norm. I think people would stop getting married
first
before that becomes a norm.
I wouldn't go that far. I agree with you when you say it probably won't become a norm, but it won't be taboo.
No.
It's not taboo. Mm.
It's not taboo right now, I don't think.
Yeah, it's taboo now.
Is it? But I don't think so.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I'm going to kind of same kind of top conversation, but it feels like with this conversation, what we're alluding to is that the landscape is going to kind of change. And when it comes to, like, football and college football and recruiting, we have this little conversation all the time, me and a bunch of my friends, where college football has changed to where now these high school kids are these prima donna divas, because all these colleges are looking at them. They're getting all the Twitter attention. Their accounts are being verified. And they're only 15, 14, 16 years old. So when they choose a college, it's a big deal when they make their commitment, right? So a lot of college fans, Miami fans, FSU fans, UF fans, whatever, they get pissed off when the kid goes to an Alabama, a Clemson, or a school out of state. And so one day I said to them, I was like, listen, you got to understand. And so when they go to school or whatever, now they transfer out, they go to another school, and because they didn't get their way. So now the older players that's retired now, whatever, they look at it and they're like, what the, they're disgusted by these kids' behaviors and actions. It's taboo to them. But that's where college football and athletics is headed with these type of kids. So I was saying one day on the podcast, I was saying, like, you have to understand this generation is different. The landscape has changed. You're dealing with a bunch of young boys, young kids who are being raised by their mothers. So they're so good at Little League, they're so good in high school, that their coach allows them to get away whatever they want. But when they get to college, it's a whole different story. Now they have to take guidance, coaching, and yelling from a man, something they've never done before, or had to experience before, because daddy's not there. So then they lash out, and they become what you see, kids dropping out, kids making types of these, all these types of crazy decisions. So the whole landscape in general is changing. Women proposing to men.
I'm not going to lie to you. Whenever I see, I do love that the young boys are being divas. Only because for me, it's fuck the organization, fuck the presidents. Like, anytime niggas can be assholes and grasp their future or hold their future in their head or cause, like, you commit to one motherfucker and go to another. Do what the fuck you want.
And I'm for that. The only thing to me that I hate about it is that happens. So you got away with it. Now all the crackers do is come up with a whole other rule to fuck over the next three generations of niggas who is going to think just like you. Mm. You're the one that got through the cracks. Mm. But 3 million others are going to get fucked for 30 years. Mm. So it's just a revolving cycle, bro.
Yeah, but wherever you can, fuck.
Wherever you can.
Fuck the organization.
True.
Fuck them.
True indeed.
Fuck them all to hell because they'll fuck you first.
So if Eli gets proposed to by a woman, how you feel about it?
I'm going to call him a bitch-ass bitch boy.
You did say that. You did say that.
I make a lot of fun of him. I'm going to tease him. I'm going to send him yes to the dress memes. I'm going to ask, should I wear a dress?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah. Who's your bridesmaid? Who'd you choose? Was it Brad? Was it?
Like, everything that I ask him, I'm just going to propose. Ooh. Eli, will you take out the trash? I feel like you really got to do it up. But, I mean, what else could you do?
Yeah, I'm going to buy Aria, like, clothes like she's a dyke, like since you want to be, yeah, fuck with her.
Buy her a tool set,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, here's your wedding gift.
You really lay into him, but what else could you do after that?
We had this conversation before where we said, what would you do if a woman proposed to you? Just real quick, what was it? I forgot everybody's just yes or no. What would you do if a woman proposed to you? Would you say yes or no? Oh, nigga, a millennial.
Fuck, I'd say no.
You sure? You thought about that long and hard, which just shocks the hell out of me.
Fuck, man. Yes, I'd accept.
Would she do it?
Because that's the thing. You have to consider that it's somebody you love.
Is it in public?
And that's what I had to lean on. You see?
If it's somebody you love, you can't. You have. It's still consequences.
Hey, everybody. You know, I feel you. Go ahead.
Is it in public?
Yeah. However, I don't know. It's random. It could be.
I can't say no if I.
Well, you already married. You nigga, you don't get to answer this. You plus you accepting?
Nah, bro.
That's my answer too. I'm no. Don't steal that opportunity from me.
I just not even that. Don't embarrass me like that, bro. You everybody think I'm a bitch? Is that what you want?
Don't do that to
everybody. Don't look at me. Look at this bitch. Hey, nah, bro. Get up.
I'm gonna give you the wedding of your dreams.
Give me that ring.
Give me that. Give me that moment. Don't take that from me.
Fuck that moment.
They're so selfish, bro. You want everything?
Everything.
You want everything?
Everything.
I can't even get that. All that says to me is that, nigga, your stupid ass was taking too long. Let me just go ahead and get this shit over with because this is what I want.
That would piss me off.
Come on, man.
Thinking that way would piss me off.
Can I at least have that?
Yeah.
Because men, we don't really care about the actual wedding per se. That's them.
It's not about us.
So can I at least have that? I get my boys here. Yo, I'm about to do that. Can I at least have that?
Because you're en route to the dream and the tradition that you want to have manifest. The part in it for me to play
the proposal.
Is the proposal.
Can I have that?
So let me have that.
Exactly.
I get it.
That's why I thought you. That's why no, your no, answer shocked
me. I feel like we did answer this question before, and I think I answered the way Plus did.
You did. But me and Plus's answer together was your answer.
Fuck.
I remember. Me, you have this conversation before.
What's changed?
I don't fucking know, bro.
The fuck South.
Go back. Go, no, South. No.
The fuck has happened?
I'll be like, hey, yo. I'll be like, hey, yo. Because she would hit me up like, nah, no. Don't do that. That's funny.
We have now reached the this or that section of our program.
He's good. He's good.
Ben, please, if you will.
Welcome to the this or that section of our program.
Nigga. This. That. Crip. Big. That. Big. Cat. Shit.
Come on.
Big.
Mm. I got a diss of that off the rip just because you dropped that just now. Because I promise you, the whole time you was playing the intro music, I had this in mind. And then you just dropped that. Which do y'all like better? Bernie Mac on TV or Bernie Mac stand up?
Stand up for me. I love the show, but.
And I mean, not just TV. I'm talking about like Bernie Mac in movies, TV, everything that he's done on film versus him as a stand-up comedian.
He's so good, bro. He was so good. That death really bothered me, man.
Bro, it still bothers me.
Not as much as Michael, but damn, that shit bothered me. I'd have to go with... For me, he's synonymous with me for a time in my life that I love so much because he was on the Kanye albums, mm-hmm. And back then I was so obsessed with Kanye, and he was my favorite comedian at the time.
You know that was D-Ray, right?
I knew I would see you again. That wasn't. You're lying.
Plus, I was gonna roll with it. You didn't see me look at you like,
no. You guys just shattered my world. Are you serious? That was a Bernie Mac?
That was D-Ray doing a Bernie Mac impression.
Shout out to D-Ray.
Oh, don't get me wrong. They both still Chicago niggas and still rock.
I don't care. No. Why didn't I know this? Is it on the credits?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely on the credits. Matter of fact, all the Broke Five Broke sketches. Him too.
That's right.
All of it's D-Ray. Wow.
D-Ray Davis?
Yeah. Damn. Guys, Ricky is really flabbergasted as fuck right now.
Bro, those albums came out 2003, 2005. I can't believe that shit. Mm. How did y'all know this?
You played that shit
like
1,000
times.
There has to be millions of people that are shocked like me.
Possibly.
How did you know this?
Because, man, I was probably the biggest Kanye fan.
Me too.
That you knew.
But I didn't know that was D-Ray. I thought this whole time I thought it was Bernie.
Oh, no. It's right here.
Wow.
And straight at the top. Boom. College dropout.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But I love Bernie. I'm going to go stand up, though.
I'm going to go with his, everything else aside from stand-up. Only yeah. Because I got to see him, you know, get in his bag and still make it funny, like in different ways. Mm. Get in his bag and be funny as a pastor. Get in his bag and be funny as a dad who adopted.
Chang Lang.
Yeah. Like, I saw so many faces of Bernie Mac, and he still was able to make it funny.
I hate your black skin.
Yeah. Yo, he bodied everything that he was in.
You're right. I share my answer. I have to go. You're right.
He bodied it, man.
He was the best king of comedy.
Bust your head to the white meat, y'all boys. Come on. That's some real shit.
I'm probably going Bernie on screen, too, actually. It's it's nice. He does great work.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm in awe right now. I'm literally like, that was a fucking bomb in my life just now you guys just dropped. All these years, bro. College dropped in, 2004? 2003. It's 2016 years. For these last 16 years, I thought all the time I thought it was Bernie. I even tweeted when, you know, I was like, yo, man, Bernie killed that shit. I had all these retweets and shit. Fuck. Well, a lot of motherfuckers feeling just like me.
Breaking news.
What about you, Chris? Answer the question. What'd you think?
Yeah, man, I gotta go with Bernie on film, though. Yeah, I gotta go with Bernie on film. Because that scene from, I think it's House Party 2. That scene from House Party 2 where he's like, yo, if people don't like you, fuck them. Fuck them against the wall with crazy glue on their lips.
Boy, just be yourself.
There you go.
If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them.
Come on, man. As a kid, the first time I saw that movie, I replayed that shit like at least 20 times.
That's crazy, man. Like, that nigga's amazing. I was real sad when he died. That's crazy.
Benicy, any final thoughts today?
Just be wary of the people who you have around you, because everybody ain't your friend, okay? Some of the people who call themselves your friend wouldn't even bat an eye if they had to witness your downfall. So be wary of those people. And thank you so much for listening to the NWO podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend, and you make sure that friend tells another friend.
Richard, any final thoughts?
Yeah, my final thoughts is if you didn't know that wasn't Bernie Mac, don't feel alone. I also just found out, and I was a diehard Kanye West fan. I still am, of the music, of course. But yeah, don't feel bad.
Christopher, any final thoughts?
Sure. Stop calling the food you make Rasta pasta. It's frustrating.
Yeah, you said what? Bitch. I'm sorry, repeat that.
I said stop calling the food that the people on Twitter and in the rest of the internet are making and calling it Rasta pasta.
Gotcha.
That shit frustrating.
Real shit. Hey, everybody. Thanks to the people that we called and harassed today. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. As always, song of the week, man.
Bounce Back featuring the Baby. Juvenile featuring the Baby.
Not the Baby, just Baby.
Just Baby.
Featuring Baby, my bad.
Yeah, because it's a little.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so many babies.
Little Baby, duh, baby.
So, yeah. So, if you fell on your ass, make sure you bounce back. Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace.
From squeezing the mag too much, nigga be robbing a dice game while me and LeWag grew up. Tripping, stolen, stripped cars for a living. Stayed away from home whenever they was bitching. We used to rush the customers for sales when they pull up in cars, until an undercover started putting us behind bars. Look, menace to society is all we watch. In a backseat strap with the doorway glock, I got some partners in the business never seeing the light. Your people would have got you cockwin if the cheese was right. You know, but hold it down, player, you a dog. I'm a real nigga, I ain't gonna stop accepting your phone call. I'ma blow and toss a hole for you like I'm supposed to do. I'm serious and focused too, you know I'm overdue. The first nigga to park a Rolls Royce in the bricks while I fly a private charter out of town by a bitch. I'm about to bounce back, bounce back, bounce back. I'm about to bounce back. As I breathe, ain't nothing in this world that they can't be. Yeah, I done fucked up, slipped and sniffed that code. Started tweaking and broken them people house next door. Shot a nigga for smoking rocks on my moan bag porch. Damn near graduated and got on that dope. My work is in art, I am better than smart. Homie, I hustle with a strategy that's never been taught. I commit the code flip, I commit. make a whole strip. I can spray the whole clip. I take nothing from no bitch. I got the money in the case, 45 on the waist. Pit bulls in the yard, so stay away from my gate. Could you believe a nigga feeling like he still ain't eight? Y'all don't understand, you should have seen my plate. Would love to give you some credit, but even you said it. You're serious about your money, and right now I'm trying to get it.
I'm about to bounce back, bounce and bounce back. I'm about to bounce back.
Little daddy put this paint on the caddy. Nigga riding through the hood and we blowing on candy. Stay G'd up from my head to my feet. I was raised in the third, that's the heart of the streets. Saw death and crime for the first same time. Them rims on shine, just a vision of mine. Put this shit back together cause I stay on the grind. Nigga know I gets me, I stunt all the time. For the dead and the gone, the young and the grown. OG motherfuckers who be getting it on. Nigga stunting and they shining. Blinging all the time, and I hold my hood down for the shit that I'm driving. Nigga thug till death, remember the projects? Juve that came back, now you bitches upset? Nigga know how we getting it, cause we getting it on. Keep her coming, keep her getting it, bitch, my money is long.
I'm about to bounce back, bounce.